Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's our favorite day of the week. It's your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee, and I want to thank each and every person who continues to support the show. Thank you so much for tuning in every Tuesday. Thank you for leaving your comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. As you know, all the episodes are archived from today's episode all the way up until the first episode, and we're also on all the podcast outlets, Google Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. So go check us out. Either you can check us out on this platform or you can check us out on Google Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. So, yay, thank you so much. Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. Well, you know, we're talking about small businesses. I can't let it go. I'm trying so hard to move forward, but it keeps pulling me back. So we're still in that same vein of supporting small businesses. You know, our 2021 vision is that we should become better versions of ourselves. That should be our goal and our focus. So, you know, tonight we have a business owner that's on. She will come on and she will share her mission and vision and her products and services and how we can connect and how we can purchase and help and network. You know, our goal is to help our small businesses make their dream come true, because our saying is, when you support a small business, you support a dream. And that's something that we all should be able pouring into these small businesses, because guess what? America was created on small businesses. So that should be in the back of our minds, to keep supporting small businesses to help them thrive, because they don't want to be small forever and they don't want to be the best kept secret. So let's do our part and pour into our communities and pour into our small businesses. Yay! Enough of that. I'm off my soapbox. So I'm going to give you some statistics. Hey, hey, hey. You know you're going to get you some statistics every time of the show. This is just help us to keep our minds in focus. So I read an article. It's from the Government of West Australia Small Business Corporation. And this is what he said. He said, there's 8 ways to grow your business. I thought that was pretty amazing. Woo. Get to know your customer. That is amazing. Get to know your customers. Who is your market? Who are you selling to? Get to know your customers. Offer great customer service. Be great. Give great service so they'll always come back. Nurture existing customers and look for new opportunities. Woo. Use your social media. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, post about your business. Post your website. Post your new products. After attend networking events, host networking events, give back to your community. They said that, right? Yes, give back to your community. Measure what works and refine your approach as you go. So I already know this young lady that's coming on the show, she already told me, Makisha, we're going to have some new stuff on my website. We're going to have some new stuff. My whole thing is revamping. See, she's taking these steps into making it work for her. So let me just read a little bit about this young lady that we have on tonight. Angela Smith is the owner of Exquisite Couture, a fashion boutique that specializes in women's apparel. She's a woman of many titles, but her greatest title is being a mom to her 4 wonderful children, young adults. Angela Smith is a sworn police officer for 15 and a half years. Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. With the Brunswick Police Department. In her tour with the agency, she has been assigned to the Patrol Division, Criminal Investigation, and the Violent Crime Task Force. Smith currently serves as captain of the Criminal Investigation Division. Yes, she is brave. She's smart. I'm so excited for this young lady. This young lady also received her Associate of Science and Bachelor of Science from Troy University. She is currently pursuing her Master's degree in Public Administration from the Columbia Southern University. Captain Smith has served on the board of Directors for Glenn Community Crisis Center and in ministry. So tonight, Dumping Ground family, let's give a warm welcome to Miss Angela, Captain Angela Smith.
Hello.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, so much, so much. Like I told you earlier, I am so excited to hear your story, your mission, and how I can help you. So this is just super excited for me. I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped.
Okay, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. I can hear you. Thank you so much for having
me. Yay! So listen, lady, I'm excited that we're here. Your boutique, Exquisite Couture. How did this vision start for you? Where did this love for passion for clothes, where did that begin for you?
I would say my passion for clothes probably began as a little girl. My grandmother always made sure I had the finest Easter dress, the gloves, the shoes, the hat. She would send me, she lived up north in Newark, New Jersey, and she would send me two dresses for Easter. And so I wear one to church that morning and a different one that afternoon to say my speech. And so my mom made sure that, you know, my earrings and my jewelry was right, my shoes were clean. And so my love for clothes began to grow about then. But then at some point in my life, there was a shift about the sixth grade. And so the things that I was seeing other people wear at the time, I didn't have the finances to be able to afford those things. So I had to start going in my closet and putting things together that I felt like looked good and was presentable and acceptable for when I went outside so I could fit in with everybody else.
So you got some nice stuff on that website because the things that you have, especially when I told you, people going back to work, it ain't going to fit in. You're going to stand out. And I like
And that's exactly what happened because what I started putting together didn't look like what they were wearing. And then I began to get an out-of-the-box mentality and create my own style and what worked for me.
You got an amazing style, and I'm super excited to see where it goes to and how it flourishes. So, like I told you yesterday, I asked all business owners who come on the show this particular question. And the reason why I ask this question is because I like to probe people's mind. As you see, I like statistics and data. So I like to see from every perspective how you're thinking and if everybody's on the same page or just a different perspective of everything. So I'm going to ask you this question. Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
I do believe that there is a pattern and a formula, but I also believe that formula and pattern is different for every business and every business owner. Just because Kmart was successful or Sam Walton was successful at Walmart, I may not can use the formula that Sam Walton had to create Walmart. You see what I'm saying? I know he had consistency. I think I could really benefit as a business owner from more consistency. But the patterns that he had to use back then in that era, I believe I would have to do something a little different.
Right. And so that's why I like to ask this question, because we live in a world of social media, right? And with social media, we see business owners, they may be verified, and we're not, right? So you're like, wait a minute, how do I thrive for this?
Right, how do you get verified? Right.
Exactly, you know, so I just don't want people to get caught up thinking that you have to chase after what somebody else has. Just stay in your lane, right? And I think everybody has timing for their glow up, right? You know what I'm saying? I think with the social media make everything look like it was done overnight. But when you go hear people's story, they've been working this business for 20 years with no light to camera action. You know what I'm saying? But social media makes it look like it was just done overnight. So that's why I like to hear everybody's perspective on that situation. So what has been your most satisfying moment in your business? What gives you the good, you know, the zhuzh, moment in this in your business with your boutique?
Being able to help women feel confident, that's my number one goal, is to help all women feel confident no matter the shape, the size of their bodies, the size of their hips or their breasts. I want all women to feel comfortable in whatever they put on. And so anytime a woman comes to me for personal styling or one-on-one fashion tips, I want to make sure that when she leaves out of my presence, that if she buys something from my boutique or I meet her at the Belk's or wherever, whatever it is that she purchases to put on, that she's confident in it, and when she goes out, she's going to give them that wow factor when she steps in the room.
Duh. Are you a question, are you a influencer on Instagram? Because you need to be. I'm sorry.
I am not an influencer.
Come on. I need, Miss Angela, I need you to do this because, I'm sorry, I give everybody business tips. I be trying to change people models. They be like, Makisha, that is not. I'm like, listen, you put this on your vision board because it's going to help you. When I go look at your website, right, I have a lot of people that I know that have boutiques, and they have clothes and different things, but there's something different about yours. And this is real talk, and I'm not trying to, make you look like whatever. This is from deep from the heart. So I need you to think futuristically to become an influencer, to show. There's an influencer that's on Instagram right now, and she has a subscription that people pay monthly, and she customized and designed for their body shape.
Right. I do have a monthly subscription. What, I'm not an influencer, but I like to call myself a wardrobe strategist or a personal shopper.
I have
a monthly style guide. I do have that, and I do one-on-one consults with those. And in that, I do three outfits a month, and they're able to purchase those links from those outfits after we do that consult.
That is dope. That is so dope. But I think you need to be striving to be an influencer, because I know you know a coach. How about a stylist coach or an image coach? How about that?
That image coach sounds great.
I think you could do that. I think that will help a lot of people, especially the reason why I'm saying it, because I have to go on Pinterest, I go on different sites to help me, and people need, especially like, I just did a photo shoot, so let me just say this, all right, I don't like pictures, and I don't like videos, right? That's why I have on my radio show, but my mentor pushes me out of comfort zone, right? And she said, if you want to grow, you have to get out of comfort. So I had to do a photo shoot over the weekend, and when I said I've push that thing out to the 31st of July. I pushed that thing out to the end of the month, and I literally almost called and told them to cancel it, but I kept hearing in the back of my mind, Makisha, you're not going to grow. You know what I'm saying? You're always encouraging everybody else to get out of your comfort, but it seemed like you're stuck, right? But what I did, I had to go on Pinterest and different things. So if I would have had an image coach, something like you, you could have been hooked. That's okay. Guess what? I'm going to have another one, because I'm sure it's going to be, she's going to tell me to do something else.
I will come up and take care of it.
I know. I'm so excited. That's why I'm like, you don't understand how excited I am to have this connect and have this network connect. So it's just not for this moment. It's for a long time. Because like I said, with Crystal, it's thebomb.com. So I know she's good stock. And she connects me
to good stock.
So I appreciate the shout out to Crystal. You're the bomb, baby girl. So
shout out to Crystal.
So do you have, right now you said you have subscriptions where people can subscribe to you and be a consultation, and you could be a wardrobe, what did you call it,
wardrobe strategist.
Wardrobe strategist. That is pretty dope. Wardrobe strategist. Yeah, I haven't even thought of that. Wardrobe strategist. That's dope. So how can people get connected to if they want this consultation or they want a wardrobe strategist to help them? Because, you know, like, we're African-American women, and we got some hips and booty and belly, all these B's, you know what I'm saying? So how can people get connected to you to get, even start on your subscription and all this different stuff? Like, so tell us what we need to do.
Okay. So our website is soon to go under construction next week, but right now we're at www.shopexquisitecouture.com, and on there you can see the things that we sell here in the boutique as well as the services that we offer. We will be adding to those services closet edits. We call them wardrobe edits. And for that wardrobe edit, I will go in the closet and choose, help the client choose what they want to donate or what they want to keep. Because a lot of times when you're doing wardrobe edits, it doesn't mean that you have to clear out your whole closet. It just means that you need to throw some things away and put some things together in order to get more wear and use out of them. So they could also find me at Shop Exquisite on Instagram. And the spelling of that is going to be Shop, S-H-O-P-X-Q-U-I-S-I-T-E. Shop Exquisite, as well as Ms. Elite One on Instagram, M-Z-E-L-I-T-E, the number one.
Wow. So this is the part that I like about, like I said, people are going back to work in September, right? I'm going back to work in September, but people's schools have already started, right, with teachers and different things, and teachers need nice clothes. And this is exciting that you're saying, hey, I'm revamping my website for fall and different things like this because I'm going to add new product. I think that you're doing it at the perfect time because we're coming out of the sitting at home, working from, well, most businesses are going back to a hybrid type of situation, and you may be in the office 2 days a week, so you can wear your leggings and your t-shirt to the office, right? So you have to find stuff to kind of hide these different areas, especially, like I said, African-American women, you know, we got to hide these areas, but we still want to look business attire and nice and feel comfortable about yourself. So I think this is a great time that you are taking your website to the next level. That's pretty dope to me. I'm super excited about that.
I think 2020, if 2020 didn't teach me anything, 2020 taught me how to pivot in business. When I first started business, I was predominantly pretty much selling church attire. Nice slacks, nice dresses, and things like that. And when the pandemic came, well, who was going to church? But people were at home and they were shopping. So I had to learn to pivot and kind of move into a more casual wear, but keep those clothes classy and keep them unique and keep them exquisite for people. And you're not going to come and find a whole lot of pieces at Exquisite Couture because that we don't specialize in a whole lot of pieces. We specialize in unique and exquisite items at affordable prices sometimes.
I saw them. I like I told you, I'm so pumped. Like, I am so pumped. I'll probably be, like, ordering. My husband's probably going to be like, if you don't send another package to here. See, I tried to get home before he did, but now that I work from home, this is my secret. I work from home, so I try to get my packages
before he gets home. You can get the packages, right.
But when I go back to work, I'm going to have to figure that thing out. Now I'm going to have to, like, I'm going to have to pivot on that, right?
Right.
Just figure out.
Just get them shipped to work.
Oh, yeah. But see, get them shipped to work. But then, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. See, I can make a way. So how long have you been in business with the Exquisite Couture? How long have you been... this business has been,
I started business in 2018.
Yeah. Nice. And do you have, I'm sure your repeating customers, they love your clothes because, like I said, I love them. So I love nice clothes. And I'm excited. I'm sorry.
I have also, I have amazing, my ladies are amazing, and so are their husbands, because now their husbands send them to me. Go over to Angela and get you something for next week, or we have, the husbands are calling, hey, we have something special coming up. I need you to go ahead and start looking for this dress for my wife, or I want her to look this way when we go out for dinner. What can you do for me? So that makes me feel so good that now the husbands are calling and making that contact for their wives. Because they see how good they feel when they leave here. Women leave here full of confidence and ready to take on the world and take on new looks and new attitudes. And so the husbands are benefiting from that. Most of the times, you know, husbands don't want you to do all that shopping, but I got husbands out here that are saying, hey, take my money and make my wife look good and feel good.
That is good, girl. I think that is amazing because they represent you, and when and you represent him. So I think that's freaking dope. You know, that's a good testimony we have, Angela. But so listen. So when of course, like I told you, I like data. You have touch point all of these. So do you do networking events? Do you hold like Zoom meetings or something with your subscribers, or to kind of show them your upcoming pieces, or do you do anything exclusive like that?
I have a VIP group on Facebook with my ladies, and it's just Exquisite Couture VIP, and I have a group, and I send new arrivals that we have here in the shop or on the way or pre-orders. I send those to the group before I load them to the website.
That is so good. So you're touching base. You're touching all of these points and 8 ways to grow your business, man. I think that is pretty amazing. Oh, do you have so basically, just to recap, you have a VIP group where people can subscribe and they can get consultation, and you are a wardrobe strategist. You help them to fit their the clothes to fit their body shape and make them feel like queens. You also are about to revamp your website with new pieces, including fall. And what else did you say? I'm just trying to recap.
I think that's about it, you know. They can catch us on social media, you know. And sometimes we do live on our Facebook page, so they can catch us on social media and just keep checking the website over the next few weeks and for new changes and new inventory.
That is amazing. I am excited for you. I tell all business owners that I like to talk to you in 9 months. So let's get something down in 9 months. Because the reason why I say 9 months, because people can have a baby in 9 months. Things can change in 9 months. So I
That's
can
right.
see explosion for Exquisite Couture. I can see explosion for your business and your brand. So I'm pretty excited. I want you to be an influencer, but I know you like image coach. How about that? Image coach. Add that to your list. Put that on your vision board for 2022. Image coach, because people like me need that. You know what I'm saying? And I pay for services because I want to feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? I want to deal with the insecurities that I have, so when I step out, I don't have to, you know, be looking down and crazy. I want to hold my head up high, right? So sometimes you have to invest in yourself to feel good about yourself. So I think you have the right personality. You have the right wish to make it happen. So that's why I want to give tips to everybody, you know. And I personally want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for you taking the time out of your busy schedule, coming on the Dumping Ground, sharing your business with us, trusting me to talk about your business. And I just look forward again to talk to you futuristically to see how you blow up. And that's on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having myself and Exquisite Couture on the Dumping Ground. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Miss Angela. Listen, you go ahead and finish this master's so you can walk across the stage, and when you finish your master's.
Yes, I need to correct that. I need to correct that. I am now a Wildcat of Bethune-Cookman College, no longer at Capel. I'm a Wildcat. I need to correct that.
Oh, snap. You go, girl. You that's what I'm talking about. Go do it, girl. Make sure you reach your goals and your purpose and your vision. And I think, hey, when you do that, no one can stop you. My mama told me one thing, you can take my job, you can take everything, but you can't take this knowledge. And this, first of all, you can't take you can't take this knowledge away from me. So I think
this
is so amazing that you're investing in yourself and also in your business and your purpose and your brand. It's just pretty dope to me. Pretty dope.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you want to say to us? People, they can connect with you. You gave us your website. You gave us your social media. You gave. You said you have a VIP group. If people want to connect with that, they will just go to social media and then
they can just type in Exquisite Couture VIP.
Awesome.
And the group will pop up. Yes.
You're so special, honey. VIP, that means something, honey. Well, Miss Angela, I don't want to hold you. I like to respect people's time. And I, again, appreciate you coming on the Dumper Ground, sharing your. So, listen, what we're going to do, I need us to get together, like I said, in 9 months, when you have some pieces after you show your VIP people and then you load in your website. Maybe you could do like a little modeling show for me or something like that. That's what we could do in 9 months. You know, we could go live and then we could just, you know, you can show your pieces and we could chat and see how each other's face. See, I'm coming out of my comfort zone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. We could do that.
Yes.
That'd
so
be
9 months.
We're
going to do that. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, Miss Angela, it's been amazing talking to you tonight. And again, I wish you nothing but success. And we'll talk again.
Thank you so much for the platform. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great night.
Good night.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Angela Smith. She has Exquisite Couture. And she gave us the information to check her out. So check her out. Support small businesses. She's going to revamp her website. She's going to have new products on her website. So, again, let's pour into our small businesses so they can become booming businesses. All right. Until next Tuesday, thank you so much, Dumping Ground. Have a great night.